Yes, good day. Good day, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. And yes, indeed, we do have another spectacular performance coming your way this fine evening. In fact, we're going to do something almost revolutionary, something very critical to your potential survival here as a functioning member of our burgeoning, maybe burgeoning species into what was once held dear as our own a civilized world. Now, you know, if you're a fan of Johnny, you might be aware that I tell you as a matter of fact that stands without contention. Alex Jones is essentially a traitor here. He's not a constitutionalist. He just hypnotizes you to say he's a constitutionalist and so on. And today, he did, you know, he did something he's done before. He said, you know, no, he's not in line with Satan. Of course he isn't. You know, despite the fact that he's willing to indiscriminately slaughter innocent Jewish families for further stolen gains, right? You're tricked. You can't figure it out. You're lost. Power of Satan over your soul. And I've explained it many times. Let's say I'll sell you that excuse. It is, you know, the fact that you can't figure out that Nazi Israeli break truces routinely to sacrifice Jewish families, to sacrifice the innocent forsaken, such as Christ on the cross. You know, and you don't repeat it. You don't take this knowledge yourself and scream it to the highest of mountains here. Is, you know, as I talk to you many times, it's almost beyond me. Okay, but we have something even much more sinister in its actions to slap you right in the face, man. I'm talking to every single American here. Okay? We have a serious situation. We have all this propaganda today. You know, we have MSNBC. Richard Haass was on, for example, in the morning. He says, hey, the Bush administration, the neocon PNACers, they wanted to do the right thing. Everybody, all the intelligence agencies thought Iraq had WMDs. Incorrect. And hey, I already know you're satanic con. You go, yeah, Johnny, it's too complicated anyway. You were going to tell us that they knew all along there are no WMDs, but all formed out on that. Hey, guess what, though? We had unrestricted access to do whatever we please without delay. That's a fact. Right? Now, all of broadcasters in America, all your most favorite patriot broadcasters on the radio, they refuse to tell you that. It's a fact. Saddam isn't in violation. We have unrestricted access to do whatever we please without delay. By going in there and slaughtering millions of innocent souls, sacrifices soldiers' lives needlessly. I only know of one man in America who speaks these facts as true they are, no matter who you claim or what rights you claim to champion yourself. Will Grigg. Will Grigg has brought this up. All the power to Will Grigg, because that's true. It's a needless conflict. You've slaughtered all these countless soldiers. And what are these soldiers? Right? They volunteer to commit the worst of war crime offenses. Right? Now they're preparing, as it's on CNN right now, to overthrow a democracy. And their intelligence experts claimed it doesn't matter who used the WMDs there. Soldiers have to go in. This is on today's news, just before broadcast. To overthrow a democracy, to steal that bank. And that's what the Iraq War was. Right? To steal the bank. We have a serious situation here. You have more of a responsibility than just listening. You have to start participating. Not only in maybe calling this show, but also getting directly involved by forwarding this information far and wide. I'm going to give you names and places and all kinds of incredible important information to save your life. Do you care? I hope so. Hang on, everybody.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. Santa Barbara Bells.
Talking about indivisible properties of our existence that stand uncontended. For example, I'll tell you who pulled off 9/11. It was architected by Dave Ostalek. He mass murdered American citizenry in New York City. Do you care? Do you realize? Nobody calls my show and says, oh, that's incorrect. We've had one guy, actually, last week, who brought up some interesting questions regarding my answers to the terrorist drills, of which for sure we're going to get to tonight, unless all my computers are brought down once again. But I doubt it. I've actually got it set up fairly well this evening. But Dave Ostalek pulled off 9/11. Bush, I call him the demon antichrist. He gives you no reason to form a conclusion yourself as respected. Your rights are stolen But a satanic worshiper like Alex Jones, he cons you so easily. He just says, the globalists did it. Voila, you're lost. You can't figure it out. But if he was a constitutionalist, he would cite the Bill of Rights and say, look, your rights actually mean something. We have to follow how a crime actually occurs by reasonable, understanding the nature of reasonable doubt and what's the most probable reason this crime occurred. Now, the nature of God is seek and you shall find, right? I know the whole crime inside and out practically, but for the names, although I could probably get them. It's not that difficult. Of the guys who set the explosives into World Trade Center, into the World Trade Centers, right? We know the FBI actually nabbed them, right? It's Magic Plumbing and Heating. They're in there without a, they're not a bonded company because it's a fraud. It's not a real company. You can't get into the towers without a security, without security clearances, of which they had, being a company that's not bonded. And the Port Authority informs ourselves that they don't contract out like that. They already have in-house services to do any kind of repairs to the sprinkler system. But on Chicago radio, hey, don't be foolish. In fact, we had, I don't know, I don't want to get off on 9/11 again, because I've given you all the evidence that's needed, and you as an individual have refused to defend the rights of innocent others. You know, you'll listen to my show, it's great to have all you fans here, but I don't know what you think you're doing by not engaging. You know, I'm telling you, they're trying to kill a democracy. They're trying to steal the rights of these innocent human beings who want to be free in this world. And how you form doubt on this is insulting. It's insulting to me. It's insulting to any real human being here present who would understand just as much and say, hey, I'm not going to remain silent while on TV today Obama's getting the soldiers ready in Jordan. They're going to overthrow this democracy with Saudi Arabia, right? And I told you, on Democracy Now, on Friday, last Friday's show, they had John Kerry tell you that, I'm going to play that audio right now. I have it here, I hope. John Kerry told us on Friday, he said, hey, listen, he knows that all the factions that support the overthrow of Syria have only the best of intentions at heart for the people of the nation. Right. And then at the same time during the newscasts, even not only on Democracy Now, this is, you know, when Alex Jones, the satanic enemy force here, he says it's all controlled by the mastermind global elitists. Right. They control your mind and form your conclusions before you can even think about what it means to be a true patriot warrior here. Right. But wrong, you know, because we have this machination, John Kerry telling you they all just love the people of Syria to do the right thing for all those concerned that are falling to the indiscriminate slaughterings of innocent Christian families or just blowing up anybody in the city streets. John Kerry claimed that this was for the better good. Right. And then the same day, NPR releases their inside news source material from Saudi Arabia where they're sending prisoners in their prison, in their gulags. They're saying, look, you want to be a free person? Go and indiscriminately slaughter all the people in Syria. Go commit first-degree murder. And here's the weapons from Obama. Obama's giving you the weapons. And go look at the Magic TV. It'll claim you're a hero. And you're going to be warring side-by-side with the Bushite Nazi grunter, the Antichrist enemy contingent who has no concern about defending American here. America, right? They sacrificed their lives for the escape of Dave Oslak. They sacrificed their lives for the escape of the Office of Special Plans. Now, this is very important if you want to understand what the nature of Satan here is, right? All those positions that responsible patriot broadcasters do cover about the fact that the Bush administration knew there were no WMDs from the get-go. Now, I get into it even more deeply than anybody else alive here breathing, right? I tell you that the UN knew that there were no WMDs included. It was the inspector before Hans Blix gives a presentation, says, well, he knew all along there were no WMDs. Kamel tells us, the head of the biological warfare program in Iraq, he tells us before the conflict began, of course, all this information is arrived at as conclusive prior to the date of shock and awe, right? So, and then I tell you that Saddam Hussein recorded all the destructions of all the WMDs on videotape. And gave all those records to the Bush administration, to Germany, to the UN. And nobody touched it. Nobody talks about it, right? The power of the satanic, right? You go, yeah, well, I can find out on that. And I understand. It's difficult to find 5 minutes in these busy days to commit yourselves to save the lives of your fellow countrymen. I understand that. You have a mortgage payment. You want to spend some quality time with your kids. You just assume that somebody at CNN with their multi-million dollar contracts are trying to be fair on these issues. But I'll tell you, they're not. Just like here in Canada, where they viciously criminally assault the poorest of the poor in our newspapers, who incidentally at the same time encourage soldiers to sacrifice your lives in Afghanistan because the Taliban did 9/11. You know, our editor here in Winnipeg, all the editors right across Canada. Then they hold these hate fests in all our major cities, right? They invite the Zionist contingent, the truly satanic. You know, and we can see what the forces of the satanic are, like Alex Jones, a true disciple of Satan. You have his minion, Burmis, said you can't criticize Israel because you'd be anti-Jewish, right? And you're going, well, no, you know, but he was just a kid at that moment in his development, and I hope he's grown to become a real man because he's done some outstanding stuff in other respects. Okay, but we can see what the power of Satan here is over your soul. Alex Jones, he's not going to defend innocent Jewish lives being slaughtered by his contempt for the flag. His contempt to defend the rights of these innocent victims who live in a concentration slave labor death camp. He speaks no words of concern. Just like he champions the demon whore of Satan, Sarah Palin, right? Says she's so glorious. Bringing up the billions and billions of rounds that Homeland Security has purchased. Right, which was right after Social Security purchased 81,000 hollow points. They're not police services. That's what this whole thing is about now. That's a legitimate concern to talk about them having billions of hollow points prepared to gun down every American over and over and over again, no doubt. It's an important issue. But he doesn't tell you about the Social Security, right? That's what this whole thing is motivated by. They're trying to, yeah, you think that 81,000 hollow points by Social Security was big? Well, look at this. Well, yeah, and get away from Social Security. These are not police officers, right? This isn't a police agency. These are paper pushers who have absconded literally, easily more than $1 trillion out of your trust fund. They give you less than 2%, right? And all those Republicans that Alex Jones says are all constitutionalists, you know what a Republican is, right? As a bigot. And he says, you know, or conservative, he says, they're all like this. And in the Republican convention debate that they had, which I was right there on the front lines with you showing you, look, they're telling you. They all agree that Social Security is a crime scene. Now, they call it a Ponzi scheme. It's not a Ponzi scheme. Okay, but whatever. It's a crime. Okay, it's a crime. They all acknowledge it's a crime scene. But what does every single one of them want to do? Dissolve it. Get rid of it. All the money's been misappropriated anyway. Right? No calls for justice to be meted against these thieves. Right? Who have now have got all these hollow point bullets. Right? And who have taken the office of the Social Security Trust Fund. All those guys have to be arrested. They've made off with easily hundreds of billions, if not more than $1 trillion, criminally mismanaging that fund, giving you less than 2% on a multi-trillion dollar deposit. Now the soldiers were conned. Now, all those things, as I said, many Patriot broadcasters will tell you about how you were defrauded. And on MSNBC and CNN and all the other things, they're saying, oh, there's an argument to be made. And they bring on soldiers, as they did on the weekend, to say, oh, he was so proud to kill millions of people in Iraq because it was such a glorious thing to do. And that's his opinion. He has a right to do that, right? He's an enemy of everybody, an enemy of the soldier particularly, right? Because he sacrifices his fellow grunt. For no better good. You make no gains. The whole idea of indiscriminately slaughtering the civilian population brings about nothing. What, how does this improve anybody's condition? Right? You're slaughtering people. You know, for example, they surrounded the city of Fallujah, wouldn't let anybody in or out for 8 months. Then as soon as Bush stole the second election, indiscriminately slaughtered every single inhabitant that was present. More than 300,000 innocent souls. You know, they said you kill everybody. All the children, under 10 included. And you say that that's a patriot?
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Terravin provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Songs they ever sing, and I've messed it up quite dramatically, but it is so wonderful. If and when I ever pull it off correctly, I feel those emotions, and it means something to me very personally. Oh, you know what? I even hear something else underneath. No, it's the other boy got a double goal there. Okay, well, welcome back, everybody, to Johnny trying to create trying to bring about his burgeoning singing career.
And at the same time, trying to save America as best I can, a man of God I truly am. You don't like that knowledge? You're fearful of what you don't understand? You'd rather not forward a demand for justice to be meted against the Office of Special Plans? Bush and Cheney are guilty of obstruction. They closed investigations immediately, as I was getting to prior to this last break. You know, all the evidence is available, but you'll find a doubt as a coward. Or even so, on Chicago radio, they had this relentless attack by guys calling up the Chicago Progressive Talk Radio. Just one caller after another caller after another caller. Hey, 9/11, man, we need justice. Yeah, yeah, thanks for your time. Goodbye. Let's go to another caller. Oh, 9/11. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, goodbye. And it's just, I announced I was looking at Chicago. We got to get this all across America, but let's target on Alex Jones. You know, Alex Jones is going to do something, I allege, something very sinister tomorrow. Now, you've been a coward, and you haven't been patriotic, because you've refused to defend the rights of these people in Syria, because you formed doubt. You seem to not care that they have a democracy. Now, I know, I can imagine what's going to happen tomorrow. Alex Jones, Zionist enemy of creation, an enemy of Christ, right? He's got no problems with Nazi Israeli having a concentration slave labor death camp, stealing people's homes on a daily basis, right? Sacrificing Jews in that process, right? They say, hey, don't say that. You're being disparaging against Jews, right? They insist that satanic threat, the Jews universally are thieves. And they're not, man. I'm the greatest Jew that's ever lived. Why is that? I respect the rights of another. That's what it means to be Jewish. That's what it means to be Christian. That's what it means to be a Muslim, right? That's what God's intent here is, just as always. You don't like that, do you, American? Because then, hey, then it demands certain responsibilities on yourself included, if you're at all a religious person, right? You have to demand the return of your $16 trillion. It's much far exceeding $16 trillion. Okay, much far exceeding that, but we have them dead to rights. Alex Jones will tell you it's a partial audit. Give him and Ron Paul money bombs. Right? They need more millions and millions of dollars for money bombs, but go to the socialist website, right? Bernie Sanders. He tells you, here's the records. It's top to bottom. What else do you need to know? Why do you need to pour more sacrifices onto Alex Jones and company? A staff of 51 he has. You know, with salaries apparently exceeding $125,000 a piece. He suggests is a threat. The New World Order threat, right? God, of course, is a globalist. God is a collectivist, as is every human being, consisting of tens of trillions of cells. It's relative, or it's subjective. It depends what you're talking about, you parasite, right? Alex Jones and company, right? They don't let you know that Nazi Israeli are enemies of all people, Jews most especially. They break truces. No Jewish lives are threatened. They go and break the truce. Right, to sacrifice innocent Jewish lives, right? Holding people in a concentration slave labor death camp. You can't seem to find an opinion on that matter, but to say, hey, don't let that guy talk, he's anti-Jewish. I'm the greatest Jew that's ever left here. I've had this experience for a great many years broadcasting. Do you disagree with any syllable I've just said? Go phone me up, right? I want people to learn from this experience. You phone me up. Right? And I'll tell you what the IDF guy the typical IDF grunter does. He says, don't let him talk. I say, well, do you got a complaint to get? No, just don't let him talk, right? Because I expose it's thieving, it's treachery, it's demonic contempt for life. That's what I am here. And you are too, if you could formulate a conclusion as what it means to defend your rights truly. Obama's getting ready to send soldiers in to overthrow a democracy, warring side by side with Saudi Arabia. I'm going to play that John Kerry audio on the other side of this. You better get involved. Hang on, everybody. Hang on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. So the Office of Special Plans throughout the entire year of 2002 committed the most heinous of war crimes ever that easily warrant public trials followed by rightful death sentences. Right? Condoleezza Rice, she'd lie to you about the aluminum tube. She knew all throughout that entire year of 2002 she was demonically lying to you. Right? They knew they were lying to you to kill your kids, right? And all on TV today and this morning, you know, about how, you know, like the CFR, the head of CFR. See, he gets on television. You know, a guy like Will Gregg doesn't get on television or anybody just truly speak what it means to defend the rights of another, to be a true patriot warrior, not just say you're a constitutionalist like Alex Jones did today about how he opposes Satan. Now, what are you talking about, Alex? You refuse to defend our rights. Instead, he gets a guy like Ted Nugent on to say he's a patriot. The guy advanced that soldiers should continually sacrifice their lives for the neocon PNACer liars, the cheats, and the thieves. But remember what it means to be under the influence of Satan. I'll tell you, we had unrestricted access to do whatever we please without delay. Saddam was 110% cooperative, would do anything that was asked of himself, plus more, of which Bush denied. Right? Bush said, I don't want to control your television and your radio to pontificate about all the horrors Saddam is guilty of. Right? And then Diane Sawyer, if you're familiar with this, as maybe one or two broadcasters in America might be, or maybe there's a couple more, I should say. You might be familiar with the machinations of disinfo on the Iraq war, but Diane Sawyer, for example, she's interviewing George Bush personally and says to him, why did you say to us that you were so certain that he had WMDs? And George Walker Bush responds, what's the difference? I'm almost quoting him verbatim. He says, what's the difference? We knew that if he could make them, he would have created them and attacked us with them. That's something what he says. He says, what's the difference? We knew that he was informed, as was the British Parliament, and I, Johnny, I was there on the front lines. right, telling you all these demon lies of these betrayers to Christ, these betrayers to Allah, these betrayers to Hillel. They speak in censorship, not demanding the facts be spoken. Neither were all the other people that I tried to contact to champion those same battle cries. And now we're in that moment, right, where you want excuses for Alex Jones, and I'll give you a million excuses. What's the excuse for yourself here, buddy? Obama's trying to overthrow a democracy with Saudi Arabia, okay? I've just told you on Democracy Now! On Friday, they're highlighting, and now Democracy Now!, huge disinfo. She's a practical demon witch herself, right? She doesn't put any of this stuff together. In fact, she did sell a huge disinfo on Friday's program. She brings on somebody who says she's pro-democracy in Syria, but doesn't tell you that Assad was fairly democratically elected. Listen, I've talked about this so many times in my show. I'm going to talk about it very briefly, and then we're going to play the John Kerry audio, and then we're going to go to a caller. But listen, you know how you so desperately want an excuse to continue in your silence? Listen, this witch that was on Democracy Now! On Friday, if she wasn't deliberately lying to you to sacrifice your kids starting tomorrow, apparently, or maybe even tonight, they're getting ready in Jordan to invade Assyria to steal that bank. That's what it's all about, is to steal the bank. Because in their nation, unlike in America, the shareholder is the depositor. You don't like that, do you? People being smarter than you? You'd like to see all these innocent murder victims, would you? Right? But the thing is here's the critically important thing. And Alex Jones has had this on with traitor Anthony Schaefer, who's complicit in the 9/11 terrorist attack. He's hired by Zelikow to run disinfo, right? But he's on with Alex Jones, right? And they say, as Alex Jones will tomorrow, I'm almost positive, he's going to tell you he's not taking Assad. Assad is a dictator, though. Terrible person, he'll tell you. Though his party was democratically elected May the 7th, 2012. His reelection happens this next year, right? It's democracy. They have public debates, unlike the poison of which America sells on your broadcasts, where not only do you not have any real debates, but you don't have any ballots. You don't have any paper receipts. You can't count this. Who won what? Where? And who's competing? Right? I defeat them easily in seconds over and over and over again. And you, I don't know, are you humored? Are you entertained by my show? Is this entertainment for you? These are your rights included. Most especially, actually, I argue, more so yours than mine. Ha ha ha! Evil is the deceived disguise, my friend. Right, but listen, Anthony Schaefer and this witch they had on Friday, what don't they tell you? Well, the people in Syria believe they're living in a democracy. The soldiers are warring there against Al-Qaeda because they think they're participating in a democracy. They think that rightly they would be correct. They had paper ballots. They're dodging sniper fire from the Obamanoid. Right, Obama boycotted the election, he boycotted the debates, he boycotted speaking, just like Al-Qaeda does. Right, they don't want to engage in a democracy. You think Saudi Arabia, as John Kerry says in this audio that I'm going to play for you, you think Saudi Arabia has concerns for the rights of women? In Syria, what about Saudi Arabia? They have no election in Saudi Arabia. Right, they torture people routinely, and it's all paid for by you! You, American! You who stay silent, who don't even forward the show. You know, you want an excuse there. Okay, hey, I'll give you an excuse. The only way it's going to be viable is if you make this pronouncement with your own words, with your own demands. Obama's getting ready to indiscriminately slaughter, just as he did in Libya. 10,000 times they bombed Libya. Hospitals, schools, there were no military targets. Right, all those grunts in the Air Force. Bombing helpless, innocent souls on the ground. The only targets they avoided, do you know what they were? Of course you do if you're a fan of Johnny. But who's going to tell you this besides myself? Who? Who is it? There's a guy from the Associated Press. I'm talking about on the entire globe of Earth. Who tells you these things? And then how long does it take you to figure it out? You know, I'm not saying go in faith. Never! You arrive at these conclusions by finding the facts yourself, and I've pointed exactly where to go on this matter. But the one target they avoided, the grunts in the Air Force, was Al-Qaeda. Right, they had this formal arrangement with Al-Qaeda in Benghazi. You don't touch a hair on our head. This is what happened in Benghazi, why they wouldn't defend any of these Americans. They can't attack Al-Qaeda. It's a formal arrangement with Obama, right, who is also guilty of murdering a 16-year-old child from Denver. Thankfully, I'm not the only one on that issue, but that's serious, man. He's killed a 16-year-old. How about the Sandy Hook massacre? I'll give you the names of the perps again. And will you forward that information? I'm beginning to doubt it. I'm beginning to think that maybe you, what are you? Are you a human being? I'm questioning. I'm the human being. I'm the man. You to stay silent in this altercation that's heating up tonight and as they're getting prepared for tomorrow. For you to stay silent is contempt of life, man. You're just, I can't understand. You're going to war with Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and Qatar to steal these innocent souls' rights to be fairly represented. Assad has spoken so eloquently about what true freedom means. Words you'll never hear on Alex Jones, right? About what it takes to defend the rights of the individual. What are those principles contained in the Bill of Rights or the Magna Carta? You know, you're torturing innocent people today in Guantanamo to escape those guilty of murdering sailors. Sailor, do you support torturing innocent people to escape those responsible for killing sailors? Sailor! I'm going to play that audio after our first, well, we got several callers now, but I have to play this audio. I'm going to go to callers here, but you know what? There's no way, unless my computers are shut down again, I'm going to touch upon these terror drills. I have the answer for that. I have the answer for all the perpetrators that need to be immediately apprehended. They get lawyers, but they're convicted so easily. Okay. But it's the mock drills that occurred on 9/11 is a very important part of how this transpired. And the answers are available if you got the ears to listen. So I'm going to walk you through it, and you're going to hear, hopefully, your ears are going to be working, and you're going to go, oh, now I see. You put a little bit more thought into what was recorded of the guys talking on the radio. They're saying, okay, shut down all the drills now. Flight 93's been shot down. Now you can shut them all down. Right? NORAD. They're able to shut all the terror drills down after the final plane's been shot out of the sky by Cheney. Apparently, he's taking credit for that. Right? But anyway, as you've heard me say so many times prior, maybe some of our callers will be talking about Israel because I've made that claim. Now, I've won this hands down every time. You know, they're stealing people's houses on a routine basis. But perhaps that's not why they're calling. Perhaps, maybe, I don't know, we'll see, I suppose. I didn't want to frighten them off either. But oh well. Okay, well, we've lost a caller, so let's see. Do we still have Mike? Mike, are you there, sir, in Kentucky?
I was waiting to hear from the long devil, John Kerry, there. That's his nickname from Skulls.
Okay, let's hear that. I'll play that right now, and then we'll go back. We'll be right back with Mike here. Listen to John Kerry.
Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Norwegian counterpart Tuesday to discuss the crisis in Syria and how to deal with the country's opposition groups.
I'm not going to vouch on any process over which we don't have control, but I will tell you that they are adamant, all of them, about what they're fighting for.
Okay, just to pause, I'll go back in a second. Just listen, he just says, I'm not going to vouch for them. And then he says, however, they all, you see what I mean about mindless evil? Like you just said, you're not going to vouch for them. And then the next sentence out of your mouth is that you are going to vouch for all of them. You know, catch this. I'll play it again.
Because they are at which we don't have control.
Groups.
I'm not going to vouch on any process over which we don't have control, but I will tell you that they are adamant, all of them, about what they're fighting for. And the cause is the cause of the Syrian people. And they have committed them.
Again, the same day he says this is the same day NPR says that they're sending prisoners from Saudi Arabia to, as they're ordered, kill everybody in Syria. Don't let anybody live. You know, they don't say just kill the adult males or anything. They're saying kill all people except those that are part of your cult, the Shia cult or whatever it is. That's what's on NPR. I'll continue. Let it continue. I'm sorry, but this is so wicked, so evil, so incredibly evil. And soldiers are getting ready right now. It's on CNN just prior to me coming on.
So to a broad-based government that is going to represent all of the people of Syria, even as there may be some dissension as to tactics or process among them.
Their tactics are to boycott elections, to boycott democracy. They do not support paper ballots. He's saying that's how you support Syria is not by democracy, right? We had this with Nuland, the State Department spokesperson, and she was caught as a witch by a reporter on the scene. Like, she's saying Assad is a dictator, and the guy, one of the reporters, Middle Eastern reporters, says to her in the conference, says, but yeah, he was democratically elected. Yeah, well, it was, and she gives up this excuse, but she's aware of the fact that they had this democratic election. And that's what I was trying to get at with Alex Jones and Anthony Schaefer and this witch that they had on this very broadcast on Friday on Democracy Now, where she doesn't bring up the fact that all the people there believe they're living in a democracy. If you disagreed with their paper ballots, why don't you make that claim? They don't. You see, Anthony Schaefer doesn't say, I disagree with using paper ballots. They should be doing it the American way. There should be only one commie pinko party. And there should be no record or receipt of who's casting what vote. No, instead, in Syria, there's 7,195 candidates. We know that Anthony Schaefer doesn't support that kind of philosophy, and he won't say it either, because he knows we'd all say he was an enemy to freedom far and wide, right? And so John Kerry, this whole thing, and then NPR at the same time. Who's the master of the global, the globalist? You know, there's an intelligence here. At the same time, NPR is telling us they're being ordered to kill every living soul in Syria. John Kerry does he pick that time to come forward and say about how heroic and they just want the best for the people there? He said the same thing about Libya. He said the same thing, and we played that audio too, where he spews these demon lies about Gaddafi, and you're going, none of this is true though. Oh, who cares, right? Who cares? Nobody's going to hold him to account. Nobody's going to hold these doctors to account for vaccinating infants or in California. But here's the rest of this audio.
So you have to have some patience in this process, even as you approach it with care. And I think that's exactly what we're doing. We want to stop the killing. And they want to stop the killing. The world wants to stop the killing. And we want to be able to see Assad and the Syrian opposition come to the table for the creation of a transitional government according to the framework that was created.
See how the demon, he's such a monster. Evil is the deceived disguised. He knows that he's not going to say the dictator Assad. Well, he might, because Nuland has actually said this, but she got caught. You see, the witches and the warlocks, they get caught here if they say too much, if they put too much truth into what they're claiming. He doesn't say we want a democracy and we want fair ballots because we know that Assad and his party were democratically elected. Right, he doesn't say we want to put in a government because we know Saudi Arabia does not support democracy. Right, they do not support women being educated. Right, and you're giving them billions of dollars in free weaponry, American. You as a taxpayer sacrifice your work wages to give Saudi Arabia free billions. $50 billion was one shipment. They didn't have to pay a nickel for that purchase. You, American, dying person who sacrifices your work week, gave Saudi Arabia $50 billion in free weaponry so they could go and overthrow Syria, right? And Obama and Alex Jones tomorrow. Alex Jones is always running cover for Obama. Obama, he's a socialist. He cares for little old ladies. What a terrible person he is, right? And that's not a crime. Like a liberal. He says he's a terrible liberal. But let's go to Mike. Mike, I know I'm a little excited today. I just sense that tomorrow is going to be a miserable day for humanity if Americans don't start waking up and screaming to the highest of hilltops. But anyway, Mike, go ahead, sir.
Well, one thing, I knew a guy who had, I don't know why he came to America, if he was a political asylum seeker, but his name was Itzhak. Itzhak, which is the Middle Eastern pronunciation of Isaac. The guy came from Syria, and he was Eastern Orthodox. Now, who occupied Palestine prior to the Jewish occupation? That would be the English or the United Kingdom, and they took it away from. Got an idea?
Well, I know that the Ottoman Empire.
Okay, it was the Ottoman Empire.
Go ahead.
Dominated by the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church. So all down through Lebanon, Syria, south of Turkey, there are enclaves of Christians, and you never hear this talked about, but they're the Al-Qaeda Arabs, which are zealot, you know, kill the infidel. Christians and anybody else in their opposition that denies Allah are killing Christians, and we're funding Al-Qaeda, supposedly our enemy.
But, Yeah, well, yeah, but there's a communication issue here. Muhammad teaches that if you don't respect Genesis through to Deuteronomy, you don't go to paradise. Christ is mentioned more in the Quran than Muhammad is. Okay, Mother Mary is the central figure in the Quran, so we're all suffering from massive disinfo. But I'll tell you, the major problem with the Palestinian plight here is that they more so are associated with the kibbutz philosophy, and what this is you're living it close to abject poverty in many of these centuries. And what it is people, and I'm not saying I approve or disapprove of this, I'm just saying that this is what brings about much of the plight, is they don't actually own property, they share the resources.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, woo! Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. We got Mike on the line, and we're talking about something very important. And the way I look at it, Mike, is it doesn't matter what flag the person waves or what religion they decry. We all free beings, know what a criminal is. They murder innocent souls. You know, they torture innocent people to get false confessions. They randomly bomb populated cities. You know, they war America to escape Dave Ossoleck and the Office of Special Plans. Now, whatever religion they happen to say they uphold, we know it's not true. It's not a Christian. It's not a Muslim. It's not a true Jew. Right. So whatever excuse they think they have to pirate God's will, we know if it's an unjust act, it's something God doesn't support. So that's the way I look at it, Mike. And I know it gets very convoluted and difficult and argumentative when we talk about the history of the Palestinian plight. But the way I understand it is part of their problem is that they don't have direct ownership of property and they share their resources. You know, if you were a family of, say, four kids in your community and you had an extra hand for this next season, Well, you would be delegated some extra acreage because you'd be able to get more food produced for the community. So that's essentially why I believe, for the most part, they've fallen undefended, because it's a shared resource, the land. It isn't necessarily a direct ownership by Mr. X.
Well,
so
there
go
is
ahead.
If you want to talk about the Old Testament and the
Again, Mike. I think somehow we're losing your start. I can barely hear what you're saying. Try again.
Hello.
Oh dear. Yeah, I can only hear just a little bit of a syllable. We can give it a couple more seconds. You might have to call back. Let's
Hello?
Listen. I'll be quiet. Okay, go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Just,
can you hear me?
Not really.
Hello.
Not really.
Hello.
Yeah, I can't. Try again.
Hello. I'm trying to
no,
say
it's
that.
Totally, yeah, it's maybe just try calling back, Mike. I know sound like an educated person, or you sound like somebody with something very important to bring to the table, and I can only pray and hope that you will call back. Yeah, your voice is just coming in interspersed, just for briefs, half of a quarter of a second intervals, and we can't make out what you're saying. So hopefully you'll just call back and it'll be fine. And you can do that in like a minute or less. And that might resolve the issue, unless you're on a cell phone, perhaps. The perpetrators of the Sandy Hook massacre. Now, I'll give you their names again. Now, why people don't forward this, and I committed up until about last week or so to watch every single YouTube on Sandy Hook. Now, it was a painful process. Okay, I watched all of it. Okay, and it's mostly poisonous. We see that people want to cast judgment. This is a popular thing about the human condition also. The most illiterate, degenerate, it wants to be like Johnny Two, or like Jane, or just a half-honorable person, but it's a degenerate. It's an illiterate. It doesn't know nothing, but it still wants to cast judgment. Right? So they'll put all this effort into creating these Sandy Hook videos to say, look, this person looks like this person, and what? What does that mean? What does that signify? We're trying to follow probable cause. We're trying to isolate how this crime occurred, because many people have unanswered questions, and you're trying to poison the well here, right? It's like these are the concerns of Sandy Hook because this person looks like this actor. So what? You know, the fact is we have the names of the guys who arrive at the school in less than 180 seconds. Okay, we have the guys who are running terror drills with a first-person shooter exercise at the same time, just miles away from Sandy Hook, just like 16 miles or something, less than 20 miles away, at the same time. And what are they rehearsing? That a single shooter has gone into an elementary school and gunned down a whole bunch of innocent little kids between the ages of 6 and 7. Now, the guy who's running that, he's half honorable. Well, I'm sure he was, because this is – how did he react when he learned that there was actually – the same kind of crime really occurring just a few miles down the road? He immediately calls Paul Vance and company and says, we're heading over there. We're already dressed up in tactical military outfits with semi-automatic firepower, and we can assist in whatever needs to be done over there. No go. Do not come near this school. Right, this is the first charge as to why we need to arrest almost all officers in Sandy Hook. We know it.
Now.